Welcome back, everyone. For this week's industry interview, I had a chat with my friend Mark Minetti. He works for the company TAF Productions, and they do some really cool stuff for Channel 9. Okay, so first things first, Mark, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
Oh, that's always good to hear. So, what is your official title at TAF Productions?
Just editor. I guess that's the easiest way.
Okay, so as an editor, what do you do on a day-to-day basis?
Day-to-day, normally I work on the Cozzy show.
Oh, yeah.
So pretty much just cutting stories to go into his episodes.
Oh yeah, everyone loves Cozzy. So do you guys do any other shows, or is it just a Cozzy show coming out of your company?
I do a few. I do Building Ideas, which is a show that goes to air on Sundays at 4:30 or so. Have done Out of the Blue, but I've had to pass those other shows on to other people because the Cozzy show takes up a fair bit of my time, because it can take between 4 to 5 days to cut an episode. Then we're doing one a week, so I haven't got time to do any other shows apart from when Building Ideas start in May. I think they come back on board. I'll have to try and work out how I can do the two shows together, but that's something I'll have to.
Oh, you sound very busy. I assume you get better at multitasking many different projects the longer you've been in the industry. And as a perfect segue to my next question, how long have you been in the industry, Mark?
Industry, I've started back in 83, but I started in videotape, which was just loading up programs to play to air. Back in those days, it was all off tape. It wasn't computerized like it is now. And then in 89... I got a chance to go down to the edit suite, and I've been editing ever since.
Okay, I see. So is that when TAF Production started, in 89?
Before, I worked at Channel 9. So I was with Channel 9 from 83 to 1998.
Oh, wow.
And then they sold up to a place that they didn't want to do any production. They were just interested in just feeding out programs and getting money from commercials without having to spend any money on production. So we were housed in Channel 9 up until 2014 or 15, in the same, so I was doing the same job in the same place, but for a different company, if that makes sense. So yeah, they got retrenched on a Friday, and I started back in on a Monday, the following Monday, doing the same job, just with a different boss. So we leased there until 2015, I think it was, and then we moved to Stepney now. Channel 9 got sold in Adelaide, and they went into the city, so there was no room for any other company to fit into their building. So, we've been separate from them for, 2 years now, 2.5 years, I think.
So was moving out of Channel 9 easy into, like, the smaller company, or do you think it was harder?
No, because now it's all just computers, so it's a couple of monitors, a computer, and some hard drives. Back in the day when I first started editing, it was big machines and all wiring to hook everything up, and you had a timer, and yeah, it was a lot difficult back then compared to what it is now. Now it's quite easy to set, and anyone can set up an edit suite in their house as well. We need this computer, a monitor, and an editing program, some software.
Oh, well, isn't that good to know? I hope the media students are listening out there. You're getting some tips of the trade. Speaking of which, how would someone get to where you are today?
How would they? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, because when I first started, there was no criteria. I don't think there was many courses that you could do to get in. I think it was just if you were lucky enough to get into the door, they trained you on the job. Now I think it's a bit harder to do. But there are courses. I think TAFE do courses. I think Flinders Uni does courses and those sorts of things. So, but yeah, if anyone wants to go in there, they probably just go on YouTube, learn how to do all the stuff, and then just apply to different production companies who say that if they can take them on board. But yeah, there's no set thing for it all. And I guess a lot of the work is done in Sydney and Melbourne nowadays, and Brisbane. So Adelaide really doesn't do a great deal. So it's not an easy industry to get in at the moment.
Interesting that you mentioned YouTube tutorials, Mark. Do you think employers would rather have a formal education for new employees, or do you think as long as you have the skills, you can get in?
Yeah, I think if they have the skills, when we've employed people in the past, I think what they've done is they've had them here for 3 or 4 days, sit them down in the machine and give them some work to do and see how capable they are of doing it.
Yeah.
So once they show they're capable of doing it or so, then they continue on with them. But you'll need some sort of grounding to get in. I guess you can't just come in straight off school and say, I want to be an editor and I don't know what I'm doing. You'll need some sort of knowledge or background skills to actually do it.
Did you hear them, kids? Do your homework. You can't get anywhere without them skills. Are there any other new projects looming on the horizon for TAF Productions?
I do the Variety Bash. They go on a week-long trip in August. So I cut a little documentary that goes for them, that they have as a record of their trip, and plus it goes to air on Channel 9 on New Year's Day, I think they're doing that now. So that one's coming up in, that's about, August, September. So that's quite a big one. That's like for the Variety themselves, it's an hour and a half program, so it's a fair bit of slicing stuff together because it's 8 days, and it's probably, they come back with, we use discs, XD cam discs, are like DVDs, but they're encased in a plastic box type of thing, and they shoot about 15 of those, and each of those about 40 minutes worth of footage that we have to troll through to make the hour and a half program. So it's a fairly long job, that one. But apart from that, it's just mostly just doing cosy and the building ideas, and then the bash will be coming up. So that keeps me pretty well busy for the year.
Wow, so that's really exciting. Thank you, Mark. It's been a pleasure having you here for our second industry interview.
Okay, no worries.
Until next time. See you, Mark.
See you, mate. Bye-bye.